It's no secret that the Pentagon's wartime budget is now funding a lot of day-to-day requirements, but DoD accounting systems can't tell how much. New estimates from the Government Accountability Office say DoD has routinely dipped into its overseas contingency operations account to fund enduring requirements since 2009, but there's no way to tell which account ultimately funded any particular expense, making it very difficult for Congress to oversee DoD's operations and maintenance accounts. Andrew Van Ah is GAO's acting director for Defense Capabilities and Management. He talked with me about the O&M accounting problem. So help us understand the chart that you have on the very first page of your report. If I'm reading it correctly, you're basically showing that for every single year since 2009, the amount of money DoD actually spent on its base O&M budget was more than Congress actually appropriated. And in some years, the delta was in the neighborhood of like $10 to $15 billion. Is that the right interpretation?
That's correct. Operation and maintenance obligations were higher than enacted amounts in every year. And this is something that DoD did within its authorities to transfer and reprogram dollars to do that.
And that gets to some of the core of this report. Those actual base obligations that you report are GAO's estimates. They're not figures that DoD tracks or reports. Talk to us about why they don't track that and why it matters.
Well, they're unable to track those numbers basically because their financial systems are outdated. This has been something that's been on our high-risk list for over a decade, and they are in the process of updating their financial systems. But all of these accounts in the operation and maintenance appropriations fund, it's a number of different accounts, and they're all sort of on different systems. And so it's very labor-intensive and time-consuming to piece together exactly what all of the base obligations are.
Mm-hmm. And just to make things a little more complicated, I think there's at least a couple ways in which OCO money might get used for things that really are base requirements. If I'm understanding the process right, you know, in one case, you could have Congress intentionally appropriating OCO money for base requirements in a given budget year. And then you have the reprogrammings that you talked about, right?
That's absolutely right. And really the concern we have and the concern that our requesters had, the House and Senate Armed Services Committee, was about the sustainability of what DoD's budget here. You know, the actual dollars are higher in every year across operation and maintenance base obligations, and some of it is coming from OCO, and there's, you know, money goes back and forth through a number of different accounts, and so, you know, there is a question about whether DoD is accurately conveying to Congress what its enduring activities and needs are, and whether Congress has the information available to it to appropriately plan for DoD spending.
If at least some of this, though, is happening with Congress's eyes wide open and they are knowingly using some OCO money for base requirements, what's the concern? Is it just that OCO at some point may no longer be available and then you have that stability problem that you referenced?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I mean, there's a concern really that, you know, DoD is paying for things that are enduring activities out of things that are meant for contingencies. And so that's really the sort of the heart of what we're concerned about here. And we're also concerned that, you know, DoD doesn't have effective financial management systems to track their spending at a granular level. So that leaves DoD and Congress guessing when it comes to how much the department will need from year to year.
Right. To some extent, you know, I guess you need some level of flexibility to deal with changing scenarios in the operating environment and unexpected needs. What's the right way to think about balancing that, you know, with a solid and executable budget that Congress can oversee properly?
Well, one of the things that we found in our work was that in some of the budget categories, there was a consistent pattern of over-obligation from year to year. So this is something that in base operating support, administrative and management functions, and in mobilization and those specific sub-activity groups, every year it was over-obligated by, you know, many millions of dollars, and I think over the 7-year period for base operating support, for example, it was just about $18 billion. DoD is aware of that this is sort of a consistent issue and, you know, is working to, you know, sort of recalibrate its plans, you know, in light of the fact that they overobligate in these areas from year to year. So it's looking for those kinds of patterns where, you know, this is clearly an enduring activity because every year they overobligate it.
And if DOD can't tell us whether a particular piece of spending ultimately got funded through OCO or funded through BASE, that's probably also a problem for auditability, isn't it?
It is, and DOD is, you know, taking a number of actions to get to audit readiness, and GAO has been making recommendations to them for many years about improving their financial systems and their financial reporting, financial management, to get to that point where they are ready for audit.
You've touched on this already, but let's talk about what GAO's actual recommendations in this area are, and what DOD's reply was.
Sure. So we recommended that DOD essentially be able to report to Congress what its base obligations are ultimately at a granular level, so that Congress can, you know, look at those different categories and see exactly where DOD is consistently or not consistently over-obligating or under-obligating. DOD's response, they did not concur with that recommendation, stating that their financial systems really don't allow them to do so, and that it's labor-intensive and time-consuming for them to be able to do it by hand. They did cite in their response that they are improving their financial systems, and we have seen some improvement in their financial systems over time, and we're hoping that over time, that as they improve their financial systems, we would hope that this kind of reporting would be something that they would be able to do.
And you mentioned earlier, Andrew, that there are some cases where DOD is consistently over-obligating in a particular account or for a particular piece of expenditure. Have they indicated to you that they are planning on moving those things into BASE? And I don't know if off the top of your head you know what some of those consistencies are.
So those areas were administrative and management functions, base operating support, and mobilization. Those were the three sub-activity groups where we saw consistent over-obligation. They are aware of those consistent patterns. They have taken steps, they told us, to better align their request with the requirements. And we'll, you know, that's yet to be seen whether that changes the situation in the future. Part of the issue here is DOD sort of planning for future years as well. And as they have been planning in their five-year, future year, you know, defense program, they've been adjusting that downward every year. And so ultimately what we see is they've reached a point now where they don't feel like they can adjust things downward any further. And when you sort of look at what they planned for, what Congress enacted, and what they ultimately obligated, you know, what was enacted was always less than they planned for, and what they obligated was always more than what was enacted. So what you see really is ultimately is DOD is not planning particularly well from year to year for these largest accounts, and has typically thought it can do more with less. But it's reached a point now where they're now adjusting those plans upward in the out years.
Andrew Von Ahe is Acting Director for Defense Capabilities and Management at the Government Accountability Office. You can share this interview with colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive. Just click Share with Friends. Still to come on Federal News Radio, if Congress is going to take another crack at defense reform, it needs to define the problem first. Ahead of that, though, how HHS is combating enormous Medicare fraud schemes with data analytics. This is the Federal Drive with Tom Temin on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. I'm Jared Serbu, filling in for Tom.